Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of the Be Probiotic podcast, where being probiotic means that you're being alive, that you're being this amazing living human being that can change the world simply by listening to your gut instincts about living a healthy and fruitful life, then using that God-given brain of yours to actually make it happen. My name is Jared Toy, owner, founder of jaredspropops.com, jaredsprobiotics.com, and if something I say over the course of this podcast strikes a chord with you, some of the words, comments, negatively, positively, do us both a huge favor and comment and let me know your thoughts so that we can get those brain neurons going to actually solve problems instead of being really passive and letting things and life pass us by. So take your current mental outlook. Let's download some new thoughts, some new ideas, some new perspectives, and let's upgrade our living human potential. I'll see you on the other side, guys. Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of the Be Probiotic podcast, where we want to take our current mental outlook, download some new thoughts, and then upgrade our human potential. Today's episode is how to put our current hardship or difficulties into a different perspective in order to heal our body, mind, and soul. Now, I know you're like me and have had your share of hardships or heartaches, and you're going through something, and then you think to yourself, hey, self, this is all you. You're going to have to figure this thing all out by yourself because you're the only one going through this, and no one else can understand you or what you're going through. I know you've had that. So if you have, let me ask you really to take things slower and slow down and take one of those giant steps backward. And then take another one, and then another one. In fact, take so many that you're standing on the moon looking down at the earth, and instead of seeing the billions of people individually moving around like ants, you see actually they're radiating light inside of them coming from all of the other billions of people around you, like it's one big giant effervescent light. And by having that perspective, you can actually see that you're not alone. You're all connected in some way to those millions and millions of people around you. Now, come back down to earth. Look around you. Of course, you can't physically see it, but that person to the left of you or that person in front of you in line are probably going through their own struggles, maybe even the same as you. So when you're having difficulties, remember you're truly not alone. And good or bad, what you're feeling as it relates to those struggles, that the people around you feel what you're feeling, either directly or indirectly. Our struggles and how much we let those struggles rule our behavior determines brightly how our bestowed gifts shine outwardly to others. When you suppress your energy and your light because you're overcome by grief, anger, anxiety, bitterness, you actually are suppressing the light of others too. Now I ask you, when somebody's happy, aren't you happy? When somebody's sad, don't you feel a bit of sadness too? So when things look dark because something is negative happening to you, doesn't it make sense that in order to cast aside that darkness, you would look to a light? When you suffer, you send out really a vibration that everyone feels. It's like when you take a big heavy rock and throw it into a lake. If the ripples are actually big enough, the whole lake would be effective. I talk ad nauseum about how we are all uniquely made by God, but that uniqueness doesn't mean that our struggles are unique. You're special, and I hate to break it to you, but your struggles are not. And that person sitting next to you probably thinks the same things as you, but simply chooses to show it outwardly in a different way. And when you have a different perspective, like that one of being on the moon looking down to the other people here on earth, the things that make you special and light your flame also is part of a bigger web that we are all a part of. We are all connected through our gifts that we have to share with the world. And ironically, it's in those times of our own personal hardships and our own personal challenges when we are wanting to be led out of the darkness that it's actually the light of the others around us that binds us all together. Thanks for watching, guys. Wherever you're watching this or listening to this, click the like button, tap the subscribe button, turn on post notifications. It would mean the world. And that's the end of the show, folks. I appreciate you making it all the way to the end. If you could see my smile, you would know how excited and happy I am that you did that. And before you go, or actually after you go, head on over to jaredspropops.com or jaredsprobiotics.com. Why? Because I love giving away free information. And there's no strings attached. Subscribe to my newsletter. But I also have several white papers that you can use that talks about gut health and mental health and brain health and how they're all correlated and help to better educate you on the importance of taking care of your digestion and your gut health. So head on over to jaredspropops.com and get that free stuff. But I appreciate it. I'm very thankful for you, friends. Have a great day.